Mesechtes Vachim, Daf Nun Zayin, 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Vavim Beis, Atnu Mishnah. And this is the last Mishnah in Perek Ezum Kaiman. And although we already spoke about Dinim of Kachim Kalim, our Mishnah continues and discusses three other Kavanais whose Dinim are not exactly the same as other Kachim Kalim. And as our Mishnah states, Habachor Vamaisa Pesach Kachim Kalim, Shritosim Chol Mokim Bazara, Vedomen Toyim Matana Achas, Ovach Yitin Kenegra Yisoid, that a Bechor, as well as Maisa Behemo, as well as a Korim Pesach, are Kachim Kalim. And therefore, that shechita could be done in any place in the Azara. However, instead of having a zrika of shtaim shein arba, there's only a requirement of matana achas, and that matana doesn't have to be done on a corner, and it can be done on any part of the mizbeach, as long as there's a yisoid beneath that area. And as we already saw, there was a yisoid on the north and west of the mizbeach, as well as one ame area on the southwest, as well as the northeast corner of the mizbeach. And Rashi explains that the makor of zrika achas is based on a pasuk in Pashas Kirach that states, as Rashi explains that the pasuk doesn't use the lashon saviv, and the pasuk only states ves dom tizrak, which is a lashon yachid as well, and therefore it is only a requirement for one zrika. And even though this pasuk is specifically talking about a bechor, however, as we will see on Daf Nun Zayin, we will learn the din of ma'aser behema and of korban pesach from the din of bechor. And Rashi states kenegad yisoy b'makom sheish yisoy. As we explained, and the Mishnah continues that although we just stated that there is a similarity between Bechor and Maisa and Pesach, however, Shina Bachilasan, there is a difference between their Achila, as a Bechor Nechel Koinim, as a Bechor Tam, as well as a Bechor Balmum, must be eaten by Koinim, while Va Maisel Chodom and Maisa Behemo can be eaten by anyone, and similarly, Bechor and Pesach can be eaten by anyone. And the Mishnah continues to discuss other similarities between a Bechor and Maisa Behemo, as Benachol and Bechol Ir, they both could be eaten in the entire city of Yerushalayim, and this din would apply to the Korban Pesach as well, and Bechor Michael and Bechor and Maisa Behemo can be eaten any way that you want, and it doesn't dafka have to be tzli like the Korban Pesach, and L'shnei Yom V'layla Echad, and it can be eaten for 2 days and one night, Asha Inkin the Korban Pesach, and as the Mishnah states, HaPesach Inu Nechol El B'layla, although Bregeo or Kabanais, one could eat the Korban for the entire day that they brought the Korban, however, the Korban Pesach cannot be eaten right after Shchita, and one can only start eating the Korban Pesach at night, and it can only be eaten up until Chatzos, and a Korban Pesach can only be eaten by those that join together in order to purchase the Korban Pesach. And as Rashi states, and finally, that a Korban Pesach has to be eaten roasted, and it can't be eaten in any other fashion. And Rashi explains how Bechor Nechol Koinim, as the Pasuk in Pashas Kirach states, Ubisarim Yelach, that the bas of a Bechor belongs to the Koinim, and with a Meisel Chol Adam, Shalem Mitzin Lebet. As we don't find a makar in the Torah that it must be eaten by koyanim, and they could be eaten b'chol ha'ir, k'dichsiv, as the pasuk in Pashas 8 tells us, v'aveisim shama ilisechem zivchechem v'smasrusechem v'schumas yedchem v'nedrechem v'nevesechem u'v'choris b'korchem v'tzoinchem and v'tani b'sifri rabbi kiva ime b'shtei maisus ha'kosu medaber, that when the pasuk states v'smasrusechem, it's referring to two types of maisus, echem maisa behema v'echem maisa dogon v'ksiv bo b'ahukra u'v'choris b'korchem v'tzoinchem and v'loi kav b'hu mechitza shema mina b'chol. And therefore we see that Bechor and Maisa Behemo can be eaten anywhere in the city. And Rashi continues, L'shnei Yom V'layla Echad, B'Bechor Yalef Lo B'Gemara, and the Gemara will bring a Makar to this din, B'Degeya Bechor, and Maisa Lo Yedana Mehecha, and I don't know what the Makar is, that Maisa Behemo can be eaten, L'shnei Yom V'layla Echad, and Ayin Taisis Dibu Masal L'shnei Yomim, where he brings that Rashi stated V'lo Yedana, and then based on the Gersa of the Shita, he brings down, Rashi explains in the Tshuva, the Yalef Havar Havarim B'Bechor, that we learn Maisa Behemo from Bechor, and Ayin Taisis, who asks on this Pshat of Rashi, Ayin Shom, and the Gemara begins that certainly we know, based on the Pasuk and Pashas Kirach, that there's a requirement to have Zrikas Hadam by Bechor. However, previously on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph, we brought a Machlekes if a Korban Pesach and Maisa Behema require Zrika, or if it would suffice with Shvichas Hadam. And since our Mishnah equated Bechor and Maisa and Pesach b'negei Zrikas Hadam, our Gemara asks Mantana, that who is the Tana of our Mishnah? And Amar B'chister, our Chista explains, Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that is going Dafka like the Shita basically, Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, that the Pasuk in Pashas Kirach states, Ach b'chor shor, b'chor kesef, b'chor eiz, lo sifter kodesh heim, as domam tizrek al mizbeach, v'eschol b'm takdir, ishe l'reich n'choyach l'ashem, and since the Pasuk is only speaking about b'chor, so the Pasuk should have stated, as domoy tizrek al mizbeach, v'eschol boy takdir, therefore, basically, ima, domoy loy nema el domam, chel boy loy nema el chel bom, lima al b'chor maisu pesach, shetu unumatin dom veimu, and we therefore learn from this Pasuk that we can compare the din of Maisa and Korban Pesach to the din of Bechor, not only is the requirement for Matan Domer and Mur Matan Mizbeach by Bechor, but that requirement would also be by Korban Pesach and by Maisa Behemoth. And as Rashi states, Mantana Maisa Pesach Bezrika, Midamashri Matan Dom Bechor Maisa Pesach, since the Mishnah equated Bechor Maisa and Pesach Benegayed as din, the Tani Shilun Bachiloson, as the Mishnah then stated that there is a difference Benegayed Achilo, Mechlau the Matan Dom Loishino, and therefore it's Mashmo that Benegay Matan Dom, they're exactly the same, and it would be Bechor Ksiv as Dom Tizrek, as we explained. And Rashi then brings down the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, Avol Rabbi Shmuel Pesach Beshvicha, the Nafgalei Matan Dom Le Pesach Mividams Vechachi Yishafech, and the same would apply to Maisa Behema. And the Gemara continues that our Mishnah mentioned Uvat Shiitin Kenegdi Yisoid, that is a requirement that the Zrikas Adam has to be done on a part of Mizbeach that is above an area where there is a Yisoid. The Gemara asks Minolon, and what is the Mekor for this din? And Amar Rabbi Lezer asks Zrikas Zrika Ma'ila, that we learn Xeri Shava from words Zrika that we find Benegeya Bechor in Pashas Kirach, and as we stated as Dama Tizrak, and we also find words Zrika Benegeya Karban Ayla in Pashas Vayikra, as the Pasuk states, Veshachas Ben Abakal of Nei Hashem, Vekrivu Bnei Aaron Akrinim as Adam, Vizorku as Adam, Alam as Beach Savi, Asher Pesach El Moed, and we know that the Zrika Sadam of the Ayla, which was Shtaim Shein Abba, had to be done on those corners where there was a Yisayd beneath it, and the Gemara continues at Daphne Zayin Men Aleph, but Ayla Gufu Men Alan, and what was the Makar Benegeya Ayla, that the Zrika Sadam had to be in an area which was above the Yisayd, and the Gemara explains the Chsiv as the Pasuk bin Gea, the Chatas of the Sar of Nasi states, V'lokra Kayim Midam Chatas Be'etzboi, B'nosan Al Karnes Mizbach Ha'ilah, V'as Doma Yishbech Al Yisayd Mizbach Ha'ilah, We made Al Ha'ilah Shetuni Yisayd, and from this Pasuk we learn that when doing the Zrika Sadam of the Ha'ilah, must be a Yisayd beneath that area, and Ayin Rashi points out that Kadi Nasba, that the Gemara doesn't mean that this is actually the Makar for this din, as in Daphnun Al from Adal, we already saw that we actually learned this din based on the Kal V'chaymer, and as Rashi states, V'haikral the Drash Achrino Kimna, as V'kitzit Varam who did not get Lom Mikra, as the Lav Kal V'chaymer V'yofin Lom Mina, and as we saw previously in the Gemara, that if we would not have this Kal V'chaymer, then we would have learned this din from this Pasuk, and the Gemara now continues that now that you stated this Xer Shalva between the Din of Bechor and the Din of Ilah, so Ima Lalon Shtei Maton Shein Abba, Afkan Shtei Maton Shein Abba, L'chir, based on the Klal of Ein Xer Shalva L'mechza, so we should also learn that just like the Zrikas Adam of Ilah is Shtaim Shein Abba, so the Zrikas Adam of Bechor should be Shtaim Shein Abba. The Gemara continues and explains Amar Baya Lama L'Michtav Sovah Ba'ilah Sovah B'Chatas, that why did the Pasuk have to mention the word Sovah B'negeya Karban Ilah as well as B'negeya Karban Chatas, and as the Pasuk in Pashat B'Yikru B'negeya and Ilah states V'kru B'nei Aaron HaKrinim HaSadam V'zorkas HaDam Al Mizbech Sovah, and in Pashat Tzav by the Meluim and regard to Karban Chatas, the Pasuk states V'yikach Moshe HaSadam V'yitin Al Karnas HaMizbech Sovah B'etzboi, and Rashi is bothered that L'chir the Dinam of Ilah and the Dinam of Chatas are different, as in Ilah Shtaim Shein Abba and Chatas is Dal Matonis and the Karnas HaMizbech, as the Pasuk states Sovah B'etzboi, and Rashi explains that the Gemara's question is from the word Soviv, as Misovi Shaminim Be Dal Matonis Shesoviv B'doma Abba Ruchis HaMizbech, and therefore Abai explains Havu Shnei Ksuv and Bon Kechod V'chol Shnei Ksuv and Bon Kechod Eim Labdin, since there's a cloud that Chol Shnei Ksuv and Bon Kechod Eim Labdin, therefore even based on Xer Shava we can't learn the Din of Bechor from the Din of Ayla, and the Gemara continues Hanich L'manda Ome Eim Labdin, this works out very well according to the Manda Ome that has a cloud that Chol Shnei Ksuv and Bon Kechod Eim Labdin El Manda Ome Labdin Ma'ik L'meima, but it is a Manda Ome that holds that even when you have Shnei Ksuv and Bon Kechod you can still learn to other places in the Torah, so why don't we learn the Din of Bechor from the Din of Ayla? However, the Gemara explains Havi Oshem Shleisha, that B'negei and Oshem the Torah also states the Loshem Saviv, and that's a third Makar, as the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav states B'mekoy Mash Yishchatu Asa Ilo Yishchatu Asa Oshem V'as Domo Yizrek Al Mizbeach Saviv. Certainly even according to the Manda Oma that Kol Shtei Ksuv and Bon Kechod Melamdin but V'Shleisha Vada Ein Melamdin, certainly he agrees that Shleisha Ksuv and Bon Kechod Ein Melamdin, and Ayin Rashi Dibu Maskel Ein Melamdin, where Rashi tells us that Abai is actually teaching us a major Chiddush, that V'afagad Hachal Av B'min Avon R'boi Melumoid, and even though over here we're not learning from B'min Av but we're actually learning from Gzeir Shava, Ashmin Abaye, the Sheikh Suman Balkechot Eim Lamdin, Afilu Bezeir Shava, Isidav Shinichta Bishneyan, and Ayan Tap Tesid Dio Maskal, Long Lumicht of Sav Ba'ilo, Sav Bechatas, the Tesid points out that although the Gears of Agamara, that the Sheikh Suvim, Benegir, the Din of Saviv, is by Oilo and Chatas, the Tesid asks a few questions, and therefore Tesid states, Beshem is Sav Da'ilo, who the Maisi, the two of Savik Sib Ba'ilo, the Pashva Yikra, it's possible the Sheikh Suman Balkechot is not referring to the Karm Chatas at all, and is referring to the fact that the Torah mentions the word Saviv multiple times by the carbon oila, and Taisa continues va'oi the oila asya zrika zrika mishlamim, that the din of oila we learn directly from mishlamim, therefore by the carbon oila the entire word saviv is completely extra ayin sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah said b'chor nechal akrinim va'maisel cha'adam v'nechalim b'chol ha'ir b'chol maichal l'shnei yom v'layla echad, Certainly, we know that a bechor belongs to a kohen, as the pasuk states in Parshas Korach, "Ubesarim yilach kachaze atufo cheshekei amin lechoyia." Our Gemara will now bring a brisa as to how we know that a bechor could be eaten for 2 days and one night. And as the Gemara states, "Tanu Rabbanu," we learned a brisa minayin lebechor shenechal l'shnei yom v'layla echad shenem, and this is based on the pasuk in Parshas Korach that we just quoted. And as the pasuk states, "Ubesarim yilach kachaze atufo cheshekei amin lechoyia." And a keshu akasa v'chaze v'sheik sheshlamim mashlam nechal l'shnei yom v'layla echad. And just like the chazev v'shoik that the kohen receives from the karmish lamim is eaten for 2 days and one night, so the same din would apply to a bechor, and a bechor is nechel shnei yom v'layla echad. Keep in mind that the Gemara will ask that how do we know that we should compare the din of bechor to the din of shlamim? If maybe we should compare the din of bechor to the din of taida, and b'negei taida, the pasuk in Parshat Tzav tells us b'sav zevach taida shlamim b'yon kabon yei ochel lo yaniach mimena beker, and the basa as well as the chazev v'shoik of the karmish taida can only be eaten for a day and a night, and if so, maybe a bechor should only be able to be eaten for a day and a night. Gemara will discuss this point a bit later on the Amid. The Braisa now continues, Vizu Shaila Nishol Lufnei Chacham Bekar Miyavna, and this exact question as to how we know that a bechor is eaten for 2 days and one night was a question that was asked to the Chachamim in Karim Biyavna, which is of course where the Sanhedrin went at the end of Bayis Sheni. As Rashi points out, it was called Karim Biyavna, as Talmid Chacham Yoshvin Shur Shurus Kakarim, as the Talmid Chacham would sit in straight rows like a vineyard. First, Bebrachas Yerushalmi Ayin Sham. They asked the Shaila Bechor L'Kam Nechol. What is this man Achila for Bechor? And then Rab Tafan Ba'Omar L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. And Rab Tafan responded and stated that this man Achila for Bechor is 2 days and one night. And Hayisham Talmud Echad Shabala Beis Medrash L'Fnei Chacham Tchila Rabbi Seir Lulishmai. That it was a new Talmud that came to the Beis Medrash in front of Chacham on that day. His name was Rabbi Seir Luli. And Amaloi Rabbi Seir Luli asked Rab Tafan Rabbi Menayin Lecha that had he noticed in Amaloi, and Rab Tafan responded to Rabbi Seir Luli, Bani, my child, Shlomim Kachim Kalim, or Bechor Kachim Kalim, that is a man Matsino between a Karm Shlomim, which is Kachim Kalim, and a Bechor, which is Kachim Kalim, and Mashlom Nechol Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, a Bechor Nechol Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, but Amalei Rebbe, Rabbi Seir Luli wasn't satisfied, and he said to Rab Tafin, Bechor Matan L'Koyin, V'Chatz V'Osh Matan L'Koyin, that why don't we say there's a man Matsino between Bechor and Karm Chatz and Osham, since the Bas of Bechor is completely given to a Koyin, and a Chatz and Osham is also completely given to the Koyin, and as Rashi states, Avol Shlomim LeBailim. However, most of the carbon Shlomim is given to the Bailim and not to the Kayanim. So, Machatas V'Oshim L'Yom V'Layla, Abachol L'Yom V'Layla. Therefore, we should learn a Mamatzinu that just like a carbon Chatas and a carbon Oshim can only be eaten for 1 day and one night, so the same should apply to a Bechor. And Amaloi, however, a Tafim responded, Nadin Dover Mi Dover, Vinil Ma Dover Mi Dover. We have a general klal that we learn a Mamatzinu based on whatever is most similar. Therefore, we make a Mamatzinu between a carbon Shlomim and a Bechor. So, Magurus, Mash Shlomim Kachim Kalim ve'in boin al chayit, at Bechor Kachim Kalim ve'in boin al chayit. Both the Karm Shlomim and the Bechor share the following characteristics: as number one, they're both Kachim Kalim, and number two, they both do not come for a chayit, while a Karm Chatas and a Karm Osham are both Kachi Kachim, they're born al chayit, and therefore we learn a Mamatzinu between Shlomim and the Bechor, Mashlom Nechon L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, at Bechor Nechon L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad. However, Amoloi, Rabbi Yisrael Gludi, still wasn't satisfied, and he said to Rab Tafin, Rebbe, Nodin Dov Midova, Vinilma Dov Midova. The Lamaisa we could show that the Mamatzinu should be between Chatas and Osham and Bechor, as they are similar, as Chatas v'Osham matan l'koyin ve'in boim b'nedu v'ndava, or Bechor matan l'koyin ve'in boim b'nedu v'ndava. Since they share the similarities that Chatas and Osham and Bechor are all given to the koyin, and the Bailim do not receive any share, and in addition, a Chatas and Osham, as well as a Bechor, are not boim b'nedu v'ndava, as a Bechor is Kodesh Merechem, and one cannot bring a Chatas v'Osham unless they have a chiyuv to bring that carbon, and they can't bring it as a ned. And therefore, we should learn a mamatzinu between the chatas of Osham and Bechor, as ma chatas v'Osham nechol liyom v'layla, at Bechor nechol liyom v'layla. And the Braisa tells us, kafetz Rabbi Kiva v'nistalak Rab Tafin, the Rab Tafin was quiet and he didn't have what to respond to Rabbi Seir Gluli, and therefore his Talmud Rabbi Kiva jumped up in order to protect his Rebbe and to answer the question of Rabbi Seir Gluli. And Amaloi and Rabbi Kiva responded to Rabbi Seir Gluli that in the Chanami, this limud is not based on a mamatzinu, but it's based on a hekesh, and a meshivan al hekesh, as a real ima, as the pasuk B'negei Bechor states, Ubisarim Yilach, Kachazei Atufo, Cheshei Kayomin, Lechoyia, Nakeshin Akasel, Lechazei Vishayk Shel Shlomim, and Mashlom Nechol Lushnei Yom V'Layla Echad, Apechor Nechol Lushnei Yom V'Layla Echad. However, this didn't satisfy Rabbi Yisrael Lili, as Omoloi, as he responded to Rabbi Kiva, Hekshesel, Lechazei Vishayk Shel Shlomim, Vani Makisho, Lechazei Vishayk Shel Toida, that why do you say that you should be Makish to Bechor to Lechazei Vishayk Shel Shlomim, if Lechoy we could be Makish to Lechazei Vishayk Shel Toida? Therefore, you still do not have a valid Makar, as Matt toida nechal yom v'layla, apecha nechal yom v'layla, and just like a carbon toida is eaten for a day and a night, so the same would apply b'negei abachar, and should only be able to be eaten for a day and a night. And as Rashi points out a bit later, basically felt that since we have a question as to what we should be makish b'char to, and should we be makish to shlamim or to toida, so based on the klal to fast move like to fasta, we should therefore compare the din of b'char to the din of toida, and one should only be able to eat a b'char for a day and a night. And as Taisa states, v'anima kisha l'chazev v'sheik shel toida mishum l'chumr makshinon and amaloi. And finally, Rabbi Kiva responds to Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, as the Rei Wa'im, as the pasuk states, u'b'sar mi'elach k'chazev atrufu k'sheik hayamin. And then the pasuk continues and states l'chayia she'in tam aloi m'lechayia, since the Torah already told us that the basar should go to the kayin, but the pasuk didn't have to end off l'chayia u'ma tam aloi m'lechayia. And why did the Torah write the words l'chayia is actually in order to teach us this din, as chayisav akasav avaya charis b'b'char, as the Torah is telling us that the b'char should belong to the kayin for a longer period of time, and it shouldn't only belong to the kayin for a day and a night like a toida, and instead it should belong to the kayin like a shlamim for 2 days and one night. And Ayin Rashi, the Rabbi Kiva response to Rabbi Siglivi, klima moida nidl v'recha shel chazev v'sheik shel toida tzrichet anu l'akeshoi to the fasta mu'at to fasta, however miu mida hoda akasa b'sefi dekra l'chayia d'lo yisrech d'ak sibereisha yielach n'hoisev lo yakasa v'avaya acheres k'mayzu. Before we continue with the Gemara, let us point out that the psukim by the Karman Toida never tell us that the Chazev Vishoik goes to the Kayin, and as Rashi brings out that the Makar that the Chazev Vishoik of the Toida goes to the Kayin based on a Hekesh, as the Pasuk in Pashas Sav in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Al tells us, V'zoyis Ter Zevach HaShlama Sheyakru LaShem, and immediately thereafter in Pasuk Yud Beis, the Pasuk states in Al Toida Yakruvenu, and therefore we see that the Torah compares the Karman Toida to the Karman Shlamim, and just like the Chazev Vishoik of the Shlamim goes to the Kayin, so the same applies to the Chazev Vishoik of the Karman Toida. As Rashi brings down the Tanya, the Fish Yotza Toida Lida Medava Chodesh Shetun Alechem Yochal Ein Lechaba El Chidusha Tamalei Meteri Zevach Hashlamim Em Al Toida Mashlam Tu Nesmichu Nesachim Tuvis Chazev Vishoik Av Toida. Therefore, Toida also requires Smichu Nesachim as well as Tuvis Chazev Vishoik. The Chazev Vishoik goes to the Kayin. The Gemara will now bring that Rabbi Shmuel will respond to Rabbi Kiva that there was no requirement to actually learn this out of Lachayia, as certainly we would not have a Hamina to learn the Din of Bechor from the Din of Toida based on the Hekesh, as since the only way that we know that the Chazev Vishoik of the Toida goes to the Kayin is based on Hekesh, and since we have a cloud b'negir kachim that dov alam b'hekesh ein chozim umlam din b'hekesh, so it would be impossible to learn another Hekesh and to learn the din of Bechor from the din of Toida based on Hekesh. And as the Gemara continues, Chishenemul Dvarim of Rabbi Shmuel, and when they said over the words of Rabbi Kiva in front of Rabbi Shmuel, Amal hence he said to them, Suva Amalei Rabbi Kiva, go and tell Rabbi Kiva to Isa that you made a mistake, and l'maisa you didn't have to give this teretz to Rabbi Zeguli as Toida mehechin lamda mishlamim, as where do we know the entire din that the Chazev v'sheik of the Karban Toida belongs to the Kayin is only from a Hekesh from Shlamim, and v'chidava alam v'hekesh, chayzum alam v'hekesh. Certainly, as Rashi states, that we can't learn the din of Bechor that's nechal yayim v'layla from the din of Toida that's nechal yayim v'layla. As the Gemara states, ha'in alech lidim b'loshin achrein el b'loshin rishayin, and as Rashi states, in alech l'dayna b'loshin achrein la'kesh l'chazev v'sheik shel Toida el b'loshin rishayin. Certainly, there is no question that the din of Bechor has to be compared to the din of a Karban Shlamim and not to a Toida. The Gemara now continues, Rabbi Shmuel, ha'il chayyeh my avdlei, as Bishleim according to Rabbi Kiva, so the pasuk in Pashas Korach b'negei b'char had to state l'choyia as hoisva kosav avaya acheres b'b'char, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, why would the pasuk use the extra term of l'choyia? The Gemara answers l'imel b'char b'amum shumaton l'koyin shalom mitzin b'char atayra, that we learn from these words, and not only does a b'char tam go to the koyin, but even b'char b'amum is given to a koyin, and we don't find this concept anywhere else in the Torah. Generally, when there's a korban that is a b'amum, so it doesn't go to the base of mikdash, and you have to be poided and then bring a different carbon. However, b'negiyah b'char, even if it becomes a balmum, it has to be given to a kohen, and of course the kohen can't shecht it in the base of mikdash, but the kohen then shechts it, and it belongs to the kohen. Keep in mind that we explained the word shalom mitzinu b'chal ha-Torah, that this is a chiddush ha-Torah, and this is not something that we find anywhere else in the Torah. However, Rashi and Agamar explains shalom mitzinu lamda b'chal ha-Torah kula al mikan, that the only mikor that we have for this din is only from this pasuk, and the Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva, and has Rabbi Kiva know that b'char balmum belongs to the kohen, as yal flame b'besarim, as the pasuk states, u'besarim yielach, and the pasuk has stated, u'besaroi yielach, chad tam v'chad balmum, and the Torah is telling us that it doesn't make a difference if the b'char is a tam or a balmum, it will always go to the kohen. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel, the white Rabbi Shmuel learned his din from the word mi'besarim. The Gemara explains, as mi'besarim, the hana b'charis kamar, and when the pasuk in Pashas Korach uses lashon rabim and states mi'besarim, is actually going back on the three different meaning of b'charis that the pasuk already mentioned, and as the previous pasuk stated, Ach b'chor shor, oy b'chor kesev, oy b'chor eiz. Therefore, the Torah tells us, u'b'sarim yelach, that the basa of these various types of b'choreis all belong to the kayin, but it's not teaching us a din, but the gei of bali mumin. Therefore, the v'yar b'shmal, the pasuk had to teach us, l'choyia, that even a b'chor bal mum belongs to a kayin. The Gemara continues, b'maikam ifugli, as certainly Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Tafrin, that dovah lama behekish, in choyzum mu'am de behekish, and if so, what is the basis for the machlekes, and why would Rabbi Kiva need to learn from the yitul lashon of l'choyia, the din that a b'chor is nechal shnei yom v'lai le'echad? And the Gemara explains, ma'asava, he menu v'dovah acher havehekish, u'ma'asava loy havehekish, and the explanation for these few words are a bit difficult, and the Gemara explains that although it's true that the chiyuv to give the chazei v'sheik of a carbon tumen to a kayin is based on the hekish from shlamim, however the fact that any bus of the carbon tumen, including the chazei v'sheik, is only nechal liyam v'layla, isn't learned from hekish, as this is explicit in the Torah, and as we saw, as a pasuk by the carbon toyda states, u'besaz zevach toyda shlamim b'yin kabani ye'ochal liyam yich mimenu ad beker, and the Gemara refers to this as he menu v'dova acher, as the limu b'negeid is man achila of a carbon toyda, is he menu is from the pasuk itself, and this part of the halacha is not learned from hekish, and v'dova acher, and there is also part of the limud that is learned from hekish, as we learn from the hekish that the chazei v'sheik of the toida is given to the kohen and the kohen could eat it. And Rabbi Kiva holds that since the din that the toida is nechali and v'layla isn't learned from hekish, so this din is not a full-fledged hekish, and therefore basically is correct that if we want to now learn a hekish from the carbon toida to b'chor that can only be eaten for one day and one night, you can still do so, and the klal of dava lam behekish in chayzum lam de behekish doesn't apply, and therefore Rabbi Kiva needed the limud of l'chayiya. However, Rabbi Tafrin holds that since the din that the chazei v'sheik of the toida is given to a kohen is l'maisa only learned from hekish, so the klal of dovah lam behekish in chayzum lam behekish still applies. And Remeilu Rabbi Tafrin said to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yisai Gluli's question is not a question, and certainly we couldn't learn the din of bechor from the din of chazei v'sheik of the toida, as the klal of dovah lam behekish in chayzum lam behekish applies, and therefore it's pashut that we have to learn the din of bechor from the din of chazei v'sheik of shlamim, and that is the makar that a bechor can be eaten l'shnei yom v'layla echad. And the Gemara will now continue to try to bring two rayos to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva that he meant of the dava acher is not considered hekish, and therefore the klal of dava lam behekish ain't chayzum lam behekish doesn't apply. And both of these rayos are a bit complicated, and therefore we will speak out this raya. And as we know, the parent sarah that the kohen gadol brought in Yom Kippur had azoyis achas l'mayla v'shev l'mata in the kodesh kedoshim towards the kapiris and arin, and also in the kodesh towards the breiches. Now the Torah specifies that azoyis that were done l'fnayim by the par as well as by the sarah. However, although by the gate of the par, the Torah mentions seven azoyis l'mata, but it doesn't explicitly tell us how many were done l'mayla, as the pasuk in Parshas Achrimay states v'lochach midama par v'hizah be'etzpay al pnei kapiris kedma, which refers to the azoyis l'mayla, and the Torah doesn't specify how many times to do the azoyis l'mayla. And the pasuk then continues v'lofnei kapiris yazeh sheva pamim adam be'etzpay, and the Torah specifies that there should be seven azoyis l'mata, while the opposite is true b'negei the sar l'Hashem, as the Torah states v'shachar seira chatas she'shalom v'heviyas dama yom mibeis l'preiches v'asas dama kasha asal l'dama par v'hiza oisay al kapiris v'lofnei kapiris. And since the Torah used the lashon yachid of v'hiza oisay al kapiris, so clearly it is only achas l'mayla, but the Torah doesn't specify that the requirement for seven azoyis l'mata, as the Torah just stated v'lofnei kapiris. However, since the pasuk also stated v'asas dama kasha asal l'par, that the pasuk was makish that azoyis of the sar and par to each other, and therefore we know that in the kodesh kedoshim they both required achas l'mayla v'shev l'mata. And let's keep in mind that this is another example where we have a hekesh which is imen v'dava acher, as certainly the pasuk explicitly tells us both by the par and the sar that there is a requirement for azoyis both l'mayla and l'mata. We only need the hekesh to teach us the proper number of azoyis l'mayla by the par and the proper number of azoyis l'mata by the sar. And as Rashi states, the mixas avidas kolecha ksuvabai u'miksasa l'mayla v'chaveirai. And let's also keep in mind that the Torah never explicitly tells us in Parshas Achrimayis that there's a requirement of azoyis in the kodesh towards the pareches of achas l'mayla v'shev l'mata, both by the par as well as by the sarer. And the only way that we know this din that there are hazoyis achas l'mayla v'shev l'mata, both by the par and sarer towards the pareches in the kodesh, is actually from another hekesh, as the next pasuk in Parshas Achrimayis states v'chipa al kodesh mitumayis bnei yisrael mipishayim l'chokhatayisam v'chein yasa lo ilmayil ha'shechi intermetech tumasam. And we see that all the previous procedures should also be done in the Oil Moed. As our Gemara now continues, Bishleim Lamanda Omer Lo Yav Hekesh Hanu Dechsev V'Chin Yasel Oil Moed K'Shem Shemazel Flayel Flim Achas L'Mayel V'Shev L'Matam Midam Apar Kach Mazel Behechol Uch l'shem shel flayel l'fnim achas l'mayel v'shev l'matam idam esor kach mazur behechol as bishlim according to Rabbi Kiva that since the concept of lazois in the kodesh kedoshim is not learned from hekesh, so Rabbi Kiva holds that we can still learn a hekesh from the avodas hapar v'sor bekodesh kedoshim to the avodas hapar v'sor behechol. Number one, we can learn that there is actually a requirement to do lazois in the kodesh, and number two, we also learn the amount of lazois that have to be done in the kodesh, both for the par and the sarer. However, the Gemara is elamanda oma have a hekesh ma'ik lemeimo lefir of tafrin. How can we learn the din of lazois in the kodesh from the din of lazois in the kodesh kedoshim if Rav Tafrin holds he menu v'dava acher have a hekesh? And if so, we already use the hekesh in order to teach us the din of achsel ma'ilu by the par and shevel amata by the sarer, and we have a cloud dava alam the hekesh in chayzum alam the hekesh. And the Gemara brings two answers. As number one, even Rav Tafrin agrees that we can use the hekesh to teach us the din of lazois of the par v'sarer in the kodesh, as mekaymus to the gam madodi. As Rashi explains that the first hekesh compares the two behemoths to each other and compares the lazois to the par to the lazois to the sar and vice versa. The second hekesh is comparing two places to each other, and we're comparing the kodesh to the kodesh kedoshim. And even Reb Tafrin agrees that we learn both of these hekeshim. However, as Rashi explains, avagabi toida b'chor b'chor hukesh l'chazei v'sheik shel toida. And as the pasuk stated, k'chazei hashoik v'sheik yamin yilach and mihi atzmo, and the din of chazei v'sheik by toida is only known based on the hekesh from shlamim. And therefore, Reb Tafrin holds double lam v'hekesh in chayzum lam de b'hekesh. And we continue at daf nun zayin beis v'ibayis emo chutz b'prim v'chadzim negamer. And the Gemara brings another answer, as even if we will say that Reb Tafrin would not be mechalek between a hekesh that is relevant to behemis and a hekesh that is relevant to mekaymos, and l'fi Reb Tafrin we should still have the klal of double lam v'hekesh in chayzum lam de b'hekesh. However, b'negei azois, since the Torah doesn't say anything about azois in the hechol, and we only know the concept of azois in the hechol from a hekesh from the azois in the kodesh kedoshim, and certainly there would not be a problem. And certainly we'll be able to learn that the par requires zayin lamata in the kodesh, and the sar requires achas lamayla in the kodesh, as those are explicitly taught us in regard to the azois towards the kaparis in the kodesh kedoshim. And certainly the klal of davar lam behekesh in chayzum lam de behekesh would not apply to those dinim. Meila we learn that all the dinim of azois apply in the hechol, just like they apply in the kodesh kedoshim, and even achas lamayla with par and shev lamata besar. And as Rashi states, nidrash v'lomer b'bas achas uba af mashalom b'fnim behekesh imoi ayin sham, and ayin the rest of Rashi, where Rashi explains this in greater detail. Gemara now continues and tries to bring another raya to Rabbi Kiva that the klal of davar lam behekesh in chayzum lam de behekesh doesn't apply if the original din that we learned is imenu v'davar achar. And once again, this Gemara requires an akdama, and as we know that when one brings a carbon toida, he brings 40 chalais. There were 30 chalais that were matzah and not chametz, and these were three different minim of chalais: ma'afet tana, rekikin, and revuchais bashemen. As the pasuk in Parshat Tzav in Perek Zayin, pasuk Yud Beis states, imal toida yakrivenu v'hikrav al zevach ha-toida chalais matzahs belulus bashemen, rekikin matzah meshuchim bashemen, v'seus murbeches chalais belulus bashemen. And then there were 10 chalais that were made of chametz. And as the next pasuk states, al chalais lechem chametz yakriv kabonoi al zevach toida shlamov. And as Rashi points out, that the Torah doesn't specify the actual number for each min of these chalais, and the fact that there is a requirement of 10 chalais of each min is learned from Gzeir Shava from Trumas Maisa, as the Lashon Truma is used b'negei the chalais as well as b'negei Trumas Maisa. As in Pashas Tzav, the Torah uses Lashon Truma b'negei the chalais, as the pasuk tells us that one of each of these four minimum chalais are given to the Kohen. And as the pasuk states, v'hikri menu echem mikol karvin truma l'Hashem la'Kohen azerik is dam Hashem lo'yiyah. Certainly the pasuk uses the term truma b'negei Trumas Maisa, since we know that the share of Trumas Maisa is 1 out of 10, so it's as if the Torah tells us that 1 out of 10 chalais are given to the Kohen, and we therefore know that there are 10 chalais of each min. And let's also point out that we also know that the share of the chalais were 10 yisurin of soiles for the 10 chalais of chametz, which of course equals 1 yisurin of soiles for each chalais, and then there were 10 yisurin of soiles for the other 30 chalais of matzah, or a third of an yisurin for each chalais. Our Gemara will be discussing how we know that the number of yisurinis that are required for lachmi toida are 10 for the 10 chametz chalais, and another 10 yisurin of soiles for the other 30 chalais, and therefore there was a total of 20 yisurin of soiles for all 40 chalais. L'maisa, the Gemara Masechtas Menachos teaches us that since the pasuk in Parshas Emor tells us that on Shavuos there is a requirement to bring shtei lechem, which were also chametz, and the pasuk states v'krafta mincha chadash l'Hashem mimayshvei seichem tviu lechem trufa shtayim shnei esreinim soiles tiena chametz teafena bikurim l'Hashem, and the Torah specifies that the shtei lechem of chametz were 2 esreinim, and therefore each lechem was 1 esrein. And as we will will now see that based on the extra word of Taviu, we will learn that Terakeshu Kalavish Chomesh Yushavais, and therefore, just like each of the Lechem of the Shtei Lechem, which were Chomets, were made out of one Isarin of Seles, so therefore, each of the 10 Lechem of the Lachbi Taidada of Chomets were also made out of one Isarin of Seles for a total of 10 Isarinim. And keep in mind that at least in the Gemara's Havmina, that based on the word Taviu, so the Terry is telling us that we should be Makish the Shtei Lechem to the 10 Lachbi Taidada of Chomets, and as Rashi points out, that this Hekish is Yemenu V'dov Acher, as we already know, based on the Xerish Shava from Trumas Maisa, that there's a requirement to have 10 different lechem of each of the four minim of the Lachmei Toida. And as Rashi explains, that since this is based on the Xerish Shava, so it's as if it's a Mefurish in the Pasuk, Ben Gede Lachmei Toida, that there must be 10 of each min. The only thing that we need the Hekish for is in order to teach us that there's a requirement of 10 Yisroinim for each of the 10 Chalais of Chametz. And as we will see, that the Brisa will bring that the Makar, that not only do the 10 Chametz Chalais require 10 Yisroinim, but the 30 Chalais of Matzah also require 10 Yisroinim of Seilis, because the Torah is Makish, the 3 Minim of Matzah, to the 1 Min of Chametz, and as the Pasuk and Pashas Sav stated, that we bring the 3 Minim of Matzah together with the 1 Min of Chametz, and as the Pasuk stated, Al Chalas Lechem Chametz Yaakov Kabanoi Al Zevach Taita Shlamov, therefore, just like there's a requirement of 10 Yisroinim for the 10 Chametz, there's also a requirement for 10 Yisroinim for the other 3 Minim as well, and the Gemara will therefore ask that Bishleim according to Rabbi Kiva, since the first Hekesh is Yemenu V'Dava Acher, so therefore the Klal of Dava Lam Hekesh in Chizum Lam Hekesh doesn't apply, and therefore as Rashi states, Chomesh Shlamadu by Asar Yisroinis B'Yemenu V'Dava Acher Chizum Lamed Al Matzah B'Hekesh Asar Yisroinis. However, according to Rabbi Tafin, who holds that even by a Hekesh of Yemenu V'Dava Acher, the Klal of Dava Lam Hekesh in Chizum Lam Hekesh still applies, then how would he know that there's a requirement of Ten Yisroinim by the 3 Minim of Matzah, just like there's a requirement of Ten Yisroinim by the 1 Min of Chametz? And let us now see this inside our Gemara, as our Gemara states, Bishleim Lamad Da'amar Lo Yehav Hekesh, that Bishleim according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds that if there's a Hekesh of Yemenu V'Dava Acher, that it's not considered Hekesh, Hayinu D'Chsiv Meshvisechem Tavi Lechem Trufa, then we can understand the dinim of the Braisa that discussed the Lachmei Toida, and as we already mentioned, that the Pasuk and Pashas Emor in regard to the Shtei Lechem states, Meshvisechem Tavi Lechem Trufa, and as Rashi points out, that the end of the previous Pasuk already stated, V'Krafta Mincha Chadosh L'Hashem, and therefore this Pasuk could have just stated, Meshvisechem Lechem Trufa Shtayim Shnei Yisroinim. The Pasuk did not have to say the Lashon of Taviu, and as the Gemara states, Shein Tamalim Taviu, Ma Tamalim Taviu. So why is the Pasuk state the Lashon Taviu? And the Bais explained that this is to teach us that there's a Hekesh between the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Chametz that's brought together with the Toida, and based on the Hekesh we learn, Kol Shata Mevi Makom Acha Hareyu Kuzeh, that any other Mincha of Chametz that you will bring should be like the Shtei Lechem, and Malalo Nisaron Lechalo, Afkan Nisaron Lechalo, and just like Binagay the Shtei Lechem, there's a requirement of Yisroin Lechalo, and as the Pasuk explicitly states, Mimashvesechem Tavil Lechem Trufa Shtayim Shnei Yisroinim Seilas Tiyana, therefore the same would apply to Lachmei Chametz of the Mincha, that there's a requirement for Yisroin Seilas for each of the Lachmei Chametz, and therefore in total there's a requirement of 10 Yisroin Seilas for the 10 Lechem of Chametz, and the Braisa continues and asks, Imalon Shnei Yisroinim Afkan Shnei Yisroinim, how do we know that we should learn that there's a requirement that each Lechem has to be of one Yisroin? Maybe we should learn the Hekesh as follows, that just like Benegay Lachmei Toida, there was Shnei Yisroinim, therefore Benegay the Lechem of Chametz by the Korban Toida, there should be a requirement to make the 10 Lachmei Chametz out of 2 Yisroinim. And the Brisa explains, Talmud Lema Tiena, that the Pasuk Benegay the Shnei Lechem states, Tavio Lechem Tzufa Shtayim Shnei Yisroinim Seilis Tiena, Chametz Teafena Bekurim Lashem, and the word Tiena is written with 2 Yuds, and of course Yud equals 10, and therefore we learned that there's a requirement for 10 Yisroin of Seilis for the Lachmei Toida of Chametz. The way we explain this point is based on the first explanation in Taisis in Diba Maskel Hayinu D'Chsiv Meshvisechem Taviu, and Taisis brings a Gersim Mesechus Menachos V'Gasina Hosam Mai Talmuda, that how do we learn this out of Tiena, and Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bardimi Tiena Ksiv Asara Esreinis Diba Kosov Umriu Beizud and Dorish Dechad Yud Yotir Mashma Asara, and Taisis points out Mistavra Dehayud Tiena Lachmei Toida Koi, that this Yud is going to Lachmei Toida even though it's stated in the Pasha of the Shtei Alechem the Ashtei Alechem Shtayim Shtei Esreinim Ksiv, that B'Degei the Shtei Alechem, the Pasuk specifically tells us that there are only 2 Esreinim and not 10 Esreinim, and Agamor continued V'lamadnu Asara L'Chametz, and therefore from this Limud we now know that there were 10 Esrein for the 10 Lachmei Chametz, and the Gemara is Asara L'Matzu Minayin, how do we know the requirement of 10 Esrein for all 30 of the Lachmei Kamei Matzah, Talmud, we have another Hekesh, as after the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav spoke about the three different minim of Matzah, so the Pasuk spoke about the one min of Chametz, and the Pasuk states, Al Chalas Lechem Chametz, therefore we learn a Hekesh, Neged Chametz Havei Matzah, that the same share and the same amount of flour that you use for the Lechem of Chametz, you should use for the Lechem of Matzah, and since we know that there was a Sarin used for the Lechem of Chametz, therefore it is also a requirement to use the Sarin of Seiles for all the Lechem of Matzah. Lemaisa, this buildup of Limudim, it only makes sense according to Rabbi Akiva that in Menavidava Acher is not considered Hekesh, as although the only way that we know it is a requirement of Tanis Rainis of Seiles for the Lechem of Chametz is only based on Hekesh, however that Hekesh is in Menavidava Acher, as Lemaisa we already know that there's a requirement of 10 Lechem from each of the four Minim, and therefore we are still able to learn out of Hekesh that just like there's a requirement for Tani Sarin of all the Lechem of Chametz, there is also a requirement of Tani Sarin of Seiles for all 30 of the Lechem of Matzah. However, according to Rav Tafrin, that the Klal of Dovah Lom Hekesh Ein Chayzum Lam Hekesh even applies to initial Hekesh that's Himenu V'Dov Acher, how would we know that there's a requirement of Tani Sarin of Seiles by the 30 Lechem of Matzah? And as the Gemara is, El Lamanda Oma Have Hekesh Ma'ik Lamema, the Gemara answers Taviu Yaseirihi, that although you originally thought that the word Taviu is coming to teach us a Hekesh between the Shtei Lechem and the Lachmei Toida, but in reality the word Taviu is just an extra word, and therefore it's as if the Torah states Mefurish in the Pasuk of Shtei Lechem that there's a requirement for any two Lechem of Chametz to be made out of two Estrenim of Seiles. And as Rashi points out, Taviu Rebuihu L'Rabbis Chomet Shebet Toida, Shekol Shtaim Shebai Yu Shtaim Estrenim, V'Havi Kamad Chsebi Gufei B'Lachmei Toida, V'Lab Mishtei Lechem Gamri, and it's as if it actually states his din by the din of Lachmei Toida itself, and this is not based on Hekesh at all, and therefore, even according to Rav Tafin, when the Braisa ultimately brings a Hekesh between the Lachmei Chometz and the Lachmei Matzah, that is actually the first Hekesh, and Rashi continues, V'Hichi Domi Del Hevi Men of Adav Acher, Kagoyni Iskash Chometz the Toida L'Shtei Lechem B'Kura Achina, Delo Mefarash Bo Yisorin L'Chala, V'Alfino Toida B'Shtei Lechem B'Hekesh L'Yisorin L'Chala, U'Videi Ksiv Asachala Yis Ayin Shom. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah Daf Nun Vav Beis stated, HaPesach Inu Nechal El Blayla, Veinu Nechal El HaChatzos, Veinu Nechal El Nuya, Veinu Nechal El Tzli, and our Mishnah stated that the Karim Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos, and the Gemara asked Man Tano, that who is the Tano of our Mishnah, Am Rabbi Yisif, Rabbi Lez Ben Azayahi, that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Lez Ben Azayah, the Tano, as we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Lez Ben Azayah Omer, Nem Kam B'Layla Azeh, V'Nem Alon V'Avati Beretz Mitzrayim B'Layla Azeh, that in regard to the Karim Pesach, the Pashas and Boy teach us, V'Ochus HaBasa B'Layla Azeh, Tzli Eish Matzal Amrim Yeklu, and a few Pesachim later, but again, Makas B'Chayris, the Pasuk states, V'Avati Beretz Mitzrayim B'Layla Azeh, V'Yikesi Kol B'Chor Beretz Mitzrayim, Odom V'Al Behima V'Chol Lehim Mitzrayim, Esa Shvatim Ani Hashem, therefore we learn, Mal Allah, not Chatzais, Avkana Chatzais, that just like Makas B'Chayris happened at Chatzais, therefore the Karim Pesach can also only be eaten until Chatzais, and Omle Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva respond to Rabbi Lezma Azayah, V'Aloik V'Anema V'Chatan Oisa B'Chipazan, that the Pasuk prior to V'Avati Beretz Mitzrayim B'Layla Azeh states, V'Kach Hotechlu Oisai, Mastechem Chagurim, Nalechem Baraglechem, Makalchem B'Yadchem, V'Chatam Oisa B'Chipazan, Pesach Ula Hashem, and certainly there was no din to eat the Karim Pesach quickly, and therefore we understand that the Pasuk means, Ad Shas Chipazan, that you're allowed to eat the Karim Pesach until the time that you rushed out of Mitzrayim, which refers to the morning, and as Rashi states, Ad Shas Chipazan, Shein Chipazan Alechas, V'Hinu L'Or HaBeker, K'Nechsev, and as Pasuk and Pashas Bay states, V'Atam Leitzetsu Ishmi Pesach Beisai Ad Beker, and Rav Akiva continues, Im Kei Matam Malema B'Layla Zeh, however, if I am correct, then why did Torah use the term B'Layla Zeh? And he explains, She Yochli Hei Kechol Kol Shema Necholim B'Yoyim, as one may have thought that the Karim Pesach is just like every other carbon that can be eaten on the same day that the carbon is brought, and as we know that even Kachi Kachim can be eaten Liyoyim V'Layla and can be eaten the day that it was brought together with the next night. Therefore, one may have thought that one could start eating the Karim Pesach even during the day, Tam Malema B'Layla, B'Layla Hei Nechol V'Yin Nechol B'Yoyim, that the Karim Pesach could only be eaten once it's night, and it cannot be eaten right after you brought the carbon. And the Gemara continues, that Rabbi Yisus just stated that the Tanava Mishnah is Dafka Rabbi Lez Ben Azayah, and Amalei Abaya, so Abaya asked his Rabbi Rabbi Yisif, Umayd Rabbi Lez Ben Azayah, the Raisa, that how do you know that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lez Ben Azayah, and this is a din de Raisa, that the Karim Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzais, as possibly we could say that our Mishnah is even going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, and even though Midu Raisa, the Karim Pesach could be eaten until the morning, but Dumud Rabbanu L'Hachim Ben Avera, and the Mishnah is teaching us that there's an Isra Rabbanon to eat the Karim Pesach after Chatzais, and this is the standard din, L'Hachik Adam Navera, and as we've already seen, B'negei other Kabbanais, although certainly Midoraisa, they could be eaten until the morning. However, the Mishnah teaches us that you only could eat it at Chatzais, and that was only L'Hachik Odom and Aveira. However, the Gemara responds that in previous Mishnayis, when the Tana wanted to teach us that there's a Gzirah Midrabbanon, that one can only eat a korban until Chatzais, so the Mishnah stated simply, V'nechon L'yon V'layla at Chatzais. However, our Mishnah states, El at Chatzais, and Im Kain my El at Chatzais, and if so, why did our Mishnah state the word El at Chatzais? And therefore, the Gemara explains, Eloki Hossam, Ma Hossam Deraisa, Afkan Nami Deraisa. It must be that the Mishnah was trying to compare the din of the Mishnah of Ein Nechel El at Chatzais to the other three din of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Pesach Ein Nechel El B'layla. The Mishnah also stated, Ein Nechel El Menuya, Ein Nechel El Tzli. The Mishnah is trying to teach us that just like all those dinim are din Deraisa, and the din of At Chatzais is also Midoraisa, and Ayin Tesis, who brings down that Halacha follows Rabbi Blaz Ben Azayah, the Stamlon Tana Kavosi B'Masisin, Uva'ab B'Psachim and Perakam B'Brachais, and of course this din of Tesis would be Hilchas L'Mashicha, and therefore Tesis explains that there actually is an Afkamina L'Halacha even B'Zman Azeh, as B'Tzorach L'Zor HaMatzah, and therefore you have to be Nizor that you have to eat the Matzah prior to Chatzais, Mishum the Ka'amar Rava B'Seif Arab B'Psachim, Ochel Matzah Acha Chatzais, Rabbi Blaz Ben Azayah, Lo'yotzi Yadei Chavosai, and Ayin in prior Tesis, Dibam Askel, Harach Kodim and Avera, and Tesis bothered, why don't we say B'Negei Shlomim, that we should also only be able to eat the Shlomim, Ad Chatzais HaYoyim, and Zok Tesis, L'Nachon, L'Shtei Yom V'Lai Lecha, Lo'y Asuch Chom HaChok, Ad Chatzais, the Nikahu Masa Yish, Kiyas HaChamo, Av V'Lai Le'in Nikar, Ayin Shom, Hadlach Izu M'Kaimon, Hadlach Izu M'Kaimon, Hadlach Izu M'Kaimon, and we will stop over here.